Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. This is the Avyaktamurti of 1st January 1979. In which line are all of you? You are in the line of those who take a high jump, are you not? Those who are double light will always take a high jump. If you are carrying any type of burden, you cannot take a high jump. All of you are long lost and now found once. Because as soon as you receive the Father's introduction through easy Raj Yoga, you easily recognized Him. You didn't experience anything to be difficult. The method to make anything difficult easy, the method to make anything difficult easy is to sit constantly in front of the Father and experience the hand of blessings over you. The method to make anything difficult easy is to sit constantly in front of the Father and experience the hand of blessings over you. You will receive the solution to all problems within a second. However, who is able to sit in front of the Father? Those who have seen and understood the Father as He is and what He is through their divine eye and divine intellect. Baba knows that souls have taken a very good step to become an example to benefit all souls. The world will follow you. So Baba is talking with double foreigners. And he is asking them, in which line all of you are sitting? Double foreigners means double light. And that's why they always take a high jump. And if you want to take a high jump, you should not carry any burden. And if you experience anything difficult, Baba has given one method. What is that method? If you have something very difficult to deal with, to tackle something tough, Baba said, just sit in front of the Father. And what? Experience the hand of blessing over you. But who will be doing this, or who is able to do this? Only those with divine intellect, divine eye, those who have recognized the Father, those who have known Him as He is, what He is. The greatest barrier to surrender is ego. One person doesn't surrender to another person because of the clashing egos. Rather, we expect other to surrender unto us. The problem is, every man, every person wants that other person should surrender unto him. He doesn't want to surrender unto another person. Yeah, so there is a dominating nature within. Husband wants that wife should surrender. And wife wants that husband should surrender. So, ego is the greatest barrier in surrender. And we use these words so often. without hardly understanding their meanings. The words like love, everybody uses, but nobody knows what is love. Surrender, everybody uses the word, but nobody knows what is the meaning. Beyond the linguistic meanings, these words have existential meanings. Behind the meaning, which is in the dictionary, there is hidden meaning, or rather experience, in each of these words. And without those experiences, these words are futile. These words have no meaning. You keep on chanting them. In today's Murli Baba said, there are people who keep on chanting, like who keep on repeating like parrots. That's today's Sakar Murli. Without understanding what they are chanting, reiterating, they are pandits. Wisdom is not to become pandit. Wisdom has to do with experience. So, to surrender unto somebody, and that too not a forceful surrender. What is needed is love. Not just love, but unconditional love. A love which doesn't demand anything in return. I surrender unto you, first you surrender unto me. Such demands are not in love. So surrender is without demand. Surrender is without conditions. Surrender doesn't belong to the world of market. It is not a business. It is not a deal. It's not a bargain. It is the blooming of the heart. It's arising on its own. It is the natural flowering of the consciousness. It is as natural as the songs from the birds. It's as natural as the sun throwing out its waves, its beams all over the planet. It's as natural as the rains from the heaven. It's natural as the music of the nature. Unless and until it is that natural, it will be a business, a deal. And that cannot be a surrender. So in surrender, the ego is dropped. In surrender, there is spontaneous force. All conditions are dropped. In surrender, there is no bargain, no business, no deal. When such a surrender happens, then the spirit is burden free. Rather, surrender will lead to bliss. Because surrender is to get rid of misery. And the reason for misery is I. When the I is dropped, the misery goes away. And this foregoing of misery is surrender. And that leads to absolute unconditional love. And also the precondition is love. So when such a thing happens, then this stage comes double light. Because then there is no burden. Because then I don't have to think anything, because I have surrendered. So when you don't have any burden, and you become double light, that is the time when you take a high jump. And Baba says, if you still feel that something is very difficult and some problem of life is unanswerable, so tough that you are not finding any answer in spite of doing all possible things, you have not left any stone unturned. That time, what is the method? Sit in front of the Father. And do what? And experience His hand of blessing upon you. But who can do this? Only those who have recognized the Father. As He is, what He is. So, the Master is sitting and the disciple sits in front. But if the disciple is sitting with doubts in his mind, or is sitting or asking questions in order to test the master, the answer will not come. When this I is dropped, then the answer will come from above. Otherwise not. So Baba said, if you feel something is very tough, something is very difficult, unload yourself. Unburden yourself. The gun is loaded. Now, unburden it. Unload it. You don't have to think of how the thing will come, the answer will come, but it will come unveiled. There are many questions of life like, why this happened to me? Why this is happening to me? And we sit, we take help of Gyan, no answer comes. We sit in yoga, no answer comes. We discuss with somebody, no answer comes. Because we are operating at the conscious level. The answer is somewhere hidden in the subconscious. One of the best methods for this, as we had practiced yesterday, to observe the sensations on the body. It appears as a very gross procedure practice. But if you can sit for 1 hour, still, without moving, with eyes closed and with hands locked and with your feet locked, and without thinking of that problem, and if you do this every day for 1 hour, every day, 1 hour, just sit and observe what is happening on the body. Because the sensations are connected to the subconscious mind. And seeing them, suddenly, a day will come, a time will come, when you will get an answer to that question, why this happened to me? Without willing it, without trying to know it, the answer will come unasked. The answer will come unwilled, because what is happening in that procedure, the conscious and the subconscious, they are getting one. The barrier is broken. The barrier is thrown out. There is a very thick wall. This thick wall doesn't allow you to enter the subconscious mind, and our answers are hidden here. And we keep on asking, why this happened to me, why this happened to me, why that happened to me. It should not have happened. This is very bad, this is very wrong. Why this person behaves in this manner? Their behavior is not good, this system is not good. This center is not good, this sister is not good, this brother is not good. This seva is not good, this place is not good, these timings are not good, this department is not good. The system itself is somewhere corrupt. What answers to give? The question is arising in the conscious mind. And conscious mind has no answer for these questions. Something else has to be done. You have to go. You have to seek an indirect approach. If you directly approach these questions, they will further create confusion. And a confused mind is a dull mind. It's not a powerful mind. It's a scattered mind. Scattered mind, a dull mind, cannot give any answer to any questions of life. There is a conflict. So that's why this practice is very important. So we'll do this practice right away. So all of you sit alert. Absolute alert. And the basic condition is not to move the body at all. Close the eyes. Focus on the breath. The breath is coming in and going out. Just the awareness. Breathing in, breathing out. Now start scanning the body from top to bottom. Look at your own face. And also see the soul is shining in the middle of the forehead. With mind's eye, see the soul shining, sparkling in the middle of the forehead. Scan the chest. Scan the abdomen. See the upper back, lower back. The right shoulder. Complete right arm. Left shoulder. Complete left arm. Just see what is happening. An awareness, choiceless awareness, without judging, just see, observe. Right leg, both legs. Scan it again from top till bottom. Look for the sensations, pleasant, unpleasant. And now enter the subtle world and visualize Bab Dada is in front of me. And he has kept the hand of blessing on my head. His powers are entering me. The divine energy is flowing through me. I am empowered. Feel the new energy. Open the eyes. So this is a good practice. Drop the body by seeing the body. Go beyond the body, through the body. See what are the realities of the body. There are two types of scanning. One is to scan the body from outside, another is to scan it from inside. What is there in it? See everything. So that to go out from this body becomes easy. What is it made up of? Skin. See the skin. Flesh. See the flesh. Bones. See the bones. Tendons, ligaments, intestine, organs, stool, urine, mucus, fluids. This is what it is made up of. See it. Visualize it. As it is. And gradually you drop it and you move ahead. That's the high jump. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. In which line are all of you? You are in the line of those who take a high jump, are you not? Those who are double light will always take a high jump. If you are carrying any type of burden, you cannot take a high jump. All of you are the long lost and now found ones, because as soon as you receive the Father's introduction through easy Raj Yoga, you easily recognized Him. You didn't experience anything to be difficult. The method to make anything difficult easy is to sit constantly in front of the Father and experience the hand of blessing over you. You will receive the solution to all problems within a second. However, who is able to sit in front of the Father? Those who have seen and understood the Father as He is and what He is, through their divine eye and divine intellect. Baba knows that you souls have taken a very good step to become an example to benefit all souls. The world will follow you. Avyakta Murli, 1st January 1979. Om Shanti.